Once we scroll to the right, we can see the invoice pending customer response column. Since this report has the invoice pending response filter set to yes, all lines generated in this report will have yes populated in this column. Please note, this column will only say yes for invoice lines that are pending a response from the applicant. Lines that are pending a response from the service provider will have no populated in this column, even if the applicant was copied, and will therefore not appear in this filtered view. The customer pending response due date contains the date by which the full rights applicant user must reply to the communication. In this example, we have three invoice lines pending a response from the applicant. The first invoice line has a response due date of March 30, 2023, and the second and third invoice lines have a response due date of March 21, 2023. If we look at the invoicing type column, we can see that the first invoice line is from an invoice submitted by the service provider using the SPI method. We will learn more about responding to outreach for SPI invoices a bit later in the course. If we scroll back to the left, we can see the invoice number for each line. To view the communication for a line, click the invoice number link to open the invoice record and navigate to the Communications tab. Let's click on invoice number BEAR 2022003 48.